My precious heart dwellers, we have the task set before us now. Pray in complete faith for all the ballots, the legal ballots, to be discovered and counted. Here is a vision that came through Intercessors for America. They thought it legitimate enough to spread it around, and I bear witness to it in my spirit that this is from the Lord, and it's something that we need to pray and push forward. So here you go. Dear Intercessor, I feel led to write to you to encourage you for the days ahead. I have a sense that we are about to enter tumultuous times. I write to you to warn you and encourage you to continue to intercede, despite the circumstances. You likely feel weary from the battle. I personally hit the wall this week, but we must pray for supernatural strength. I am not sure all of you may be able to relate to this, but being athletic all my life, even still, competing in CrossFit competitions in my mid-50s, I have learned many lessons. It is in the final reps, when you are completely exhausted and have nothing left, where you see your gains. In a way, all the reps before, all the work, all the sweat before the final set of exercises were only to prepare you for the gains you receive in these final moments. I sense this is where we are at as a community of intercessors. All of the prayer, all of the intercession, all of the strength and energy is bringing us to the point where we will see the gains. In the midst of this foreboding sense, I received a text from a leader in the United States Church, a major leader in the prayer ministry movement, and probably a name you would recognize. The message contained a prophetic dream sent to him, and here it is. I dreamed the morning of October 30th that you, the prayer ministry leader, were leading a team on a rafting trip. The inflatable boat had a ballot box in it, and we were headed to deliver it to the president. You informed us just around the bend was severe white water, but we could navigate it. We rounded the bend, and the white water was more violent than any I have ever seen. You asked me to secure the ballot box so that it was not lost overboard. You instructed the others to tie themselves in the boat as we must complete this course together. Deep intercession began to come out of our innermost parts. We prayed to the angel armies to get us through these dire straits. As a deep level of tongues began to come forth, we saw upon the riverbank, which was high like a canyon, the cloud of witnesses cheering us on. The angel armies surrounded and steadied the raft. We rounded the third bend, and the water became much faster, but as smooth as glass. We could see the president's helicopter on the bank of the river. He sent military brilliance, congressional brilliance, and constitutional brilliance to retrieve the ballot box. President Trump never exited the helicopter, but stood in the door and saluted you and us. He then pointed up into the sky and folded his hands in prayer. He smiled and gave a thumbs up. He then flew away. We remained and began to pray deeply. This prophetic picture warns us that the rough waters are coming, maybe rougher than we have yet seen. There will be twists and turns, and then as we turn the final bend, the momentum of the victory will speed up and smooth out. Tie yourself into the boat. We will get through this. So head to the map. Spend time clicking and praying for the ballot process and centers. So head to the map. Spend time clicking and praying for the ballot process centers and the integrity of the vote. This is our assignment for the coming weeks. And that was the end of his post. I personally, Hart Dwellers, have never doubted that Donald Trump won this election and that it's just a matter of time before the truth comes out. So I'm asking you to stand with me and pray for the ballots to be counted and justice to correct this media push to make Biden a president, which he is not and will never be. Pray, pray, pray. And I hope that the rumor about a sting on the Democratic Party by watermarking the true ballots will come to pass. I hope it's true. And I suspect it is. Donald Trump is nobody's fool. Please pray also for the complete downfall of the socialist propaganda machine in this nation. That is, all the fake news stations, including Fox and social media. Pray for a cleansing. Pray for opened eyes. People who have been voting for Biden have no idea what they are leading this country into. They've been fooled by a media blitz and by personality. Because they don't like Trump, they vote for Biden. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. We need to pray for the man who supports an end to abortion and cutting babies out of their mother's wombs at 9 months. We need to pray for what is right, not for personality. That's what got this country into trouble with Barack Obama, who is indeed the Antichrist, but he is being prevented from coming into power by our prayers and vigilance. Pray that we can keep the good and truthful and clear out all the agents of nasty swamp governments full of snakes and crocodiles and venomous creatures. Lord, have you a last word? Jesus replied immediately, "Beloved believers, pray, pray, pray. I move on your prayers. Send in a tsunami of prayers to heaven, and we will have a tsunami victory. Be strengthened now in your hearing ears by my grace to push through until the victory is won." Amen, amen. Thank you, precious heart dwellers, for praying. Thank you for praying. You're going to turn this nation around. Thank you so much for praying. And also thank you for your donations to our ministry as we continue to reach out not only to the world through our channel and our website, heartdwellers.org, but also to the local population here who is in a terrible bondage to darkness. And we pray for them to be released from it and for a revival to break out here, because the Lord has told us that is his heart. Thank you again so much for your prayers and support.